Morning Grinders, we're back. Welcome to the Weekend Grind. I'm Josh Sergiant, as always with my co-host, Mr. Chalk, Travis Mangone. Travis, how we doing today?
Good, just got done watching the NBA Finals. Wanted the Warriors to just sweep it because I'm kind of sick of the NBA, but don't know about you. I'm just kind of done with it. I want it to be all over with and move on to the next season, but it was a fun game to watch. Hopefully the Warriors close it out the next one. How about you, Josh? Did you check out the game tonight or no?
I was watching on my phone, keeping updates. You know, DFS Twitter is very helpful with letting you know what's going on, so you know, got that going on too to keep tabs and stuff. But you know, I had a long week, went to Disney with the kids, so you know, I had to do all the park hopping and all that, and it's just exhausting to Animal Kingdom, so I didn't really get a chance to check out the game. But it's crazy, you know, people are saying that Cleveland's gonna come all the way back, so I don't know. What do you think, Travis? Think it's possible or what?
No, it's over, but I don't know. I'm sick of it all, to be honest, but I just want it to be over. It's a headache to me. I don't care about LBJ versus MJ. Don't care about that. Just end the series. Let Kevin Durant win his ring and let's move on. That's how I feel, just personally, but I don't know. It was kind of fun to watch here, and you know, people were going nuts about it, and everyone's still obviously interested. So I just can't wait for it to be over. But back to baseball, man. I'm still excited about baseball, loving every second of it. How about you?
Oh, I mean, I rostered the bird, Mr. Peacock, tonight in cash. So not a great night for me here. You know, it just felt like the right spot, but I know that you stay away from pitchers against the Angels usually in this kind of spot, like that kind of matchup based. Position where people just go to Peacock, you know, with an inflated price tag against the Angels, who we know their offense isn't great, but you like to say, you know, they don't strike out as much as people think, and you're right about that. So you actually got away from Peacock tonight, didn't you, Travis?
Yeah, I got lucky, though, I'd say. Like, it was one of those, like, I had $600 and I went to walk it. I didn't even feel good about it, but I needed that $600 to get a batter I wanted, and I just felt like the bats were more important tonight, so... And I got away with one, so can't complain. Definitely wasn't on the correct side as I would normally want to be, but I just don't take pitchers against the Angels, and I guess I'll continue that trend because it worked out. So I'll keep fighting with that. But we got some better pitchers than Brad Peacock on this slate, man. We got a pretty nice one. We're covering the late slate, right?
Yeah, we're covering the late slate. Starts at 7:15. We got six games. Before we dive into the analysis, go ahead and give us both a follow on Twitter. My handle is @RealJoshuaGiant. You can follow Travis @TravisMangone. That's @TravisMangone. There's definitely some good pitching on this slate. We'll be covering the later slate starts at 7:15. There's some big tournaments up. DraftKings is having that mid-season series. They're having some encores for the early and the later slate. They have a $40 175K guaranteed tournament. So go ahead and check that out. Pretty cool. So, this is interesting slate here we have on the later slate. I guess we could start with the highest priced arm here. We have Chris Sale. Now, you know, when I was starting to dig into this a little deeper, I'm kind of torn here. He's by far the most expensive pitcher on the slate. And, you know, the pros that we want to look at here is obviously, you know, he's Chris Sale. He struck out 10 in his last set, you know, 7 innings in his last outing versus Detroit this season. He's pitched better at home in Fenway this season, holding opposing hitters to just a 2.11 WOBA. Has an ERA of 2.23 at home, which is amazing. An elite K percentage of 36.4 this season. Strikeout rate is humongous. Now, you know, here's the cons. You know, all the active Tigers bats that face Sale in this lineup have 3 or more home runs off of him, 14 total home runs in the active hitters going against Sale here. And he's been trending down recently. His home run to fly ball ratio was 3.4% in March and April and jumped up to 12.5% in May, June. And he's given up an average of 1 run per 2 innings since May, and opposing WOBA jumped from 195 to 273. You know, and he's also by far, like I said, the highest priced pitcher on the slate. So pivoting off Sale is going to open up some workable cap for you. So I'm kind of torn here. You know, he has the upside, but he's going against, you know, that scrappy Tigers offense that they know how to string together runs and they're healthy. You're going to get that against a healthy Tigers offense here. Makes Sale a little bit less appealing for me, especially, like I said, with the downward trend that he's been on that started in May. So how about you, Travis? How do you feel about Sale here?
I mean, I like him, man. I'll fight Team BVP, man. They're wrong on this one. Chris Sale's not what he was doing. Like, you gotta. I'm a big believer in the pitching to contact, what Sale was doing last year. Like, he was doing that last year. It was pretty obvious. The Chicago White Sox, they're not the smartest organization, and they were definitely telling Chris Sale to pitch to contact. It was one of those things that was very vocal at the start of the year. And, you know, if you're going to pitch to contact against the Tigers, it's not going to go well. So, I'm a big believer in Sale tomorrow. It's not more so, hey, do I want to play Chris Sale because of the matchup? I'm not worried about the matchup. I'm more so worried about there's other pitching options I might want to go to. That's more of the question mark I have with myself. But I think Chris Sale's a great play. I think he's one of the top cash plays, of course. He's throwing it by people. Yeah, he was pitching to contact last year. It was just obvious in my opinion to me. But the question is, do you want Chris Sale or do you want Severino? Like, on a one pitcher site, it's tough. Do you want Severino against Baltimore or Alex Wood against Cincinnati? I think you should have interest in them. You can even throw in Marcus Stroman, who, you know, he can go deep into games and against a Seattle lineup who they've been hot recently, but you know, Stroman's just really good at reducing the batted balls and distance and all that stuff. He's just really good at just limiting a lot of damage. So he's another guy you can throw in discussion, especially on one pitcher sites. But on two pitcher sites, I mean, like I said, I just named three guys that I have interest in. And you know, Chris Sale's expensive on like a two pitcher site like a DraftKings for 2.7K. But again, I think he's the guy I'm going to end up going to. Like, I think it when push comes to shove, it's a small slate. And there's a lot of good pitching, which means there's not a lot of hitting I want. So I think I'm just going to default to Chris Sale. I'm just going to take the Ks and move on. But that's just my first look on it. And I just think it's more of a debate and a conversation that we're going to have throughout the day and just watch line movement and stuff like that. But again, I think Chris Sale is the guy for me if I had to pick. But there's other guys I like too. What do you think of the other guys I talked about? I mentioned Severino, Wood, and Stroman. What's your thoughts on that tier?
I love Severino. He's probably the guy I'm going to have the most exposure to out of all these arms. Strikeout upside's there, and the Orioles have a strikeout rate of 22.7% versus righties. And, you know, and their team wOBA, their team ISO, just, you know, around the league average, really nothing to be concerned about. And Severino's throwing at home in Yankee Stadium, and that's a park that really only edges to lefty power, which, you know, means who do we really have to worry about? Chris Davis, you know, he's been slumping pretty hard. Chris Davis, he's really not someone we need to be too afraid of, and Seth Smith is really not too much of a concern. He's thrown well against the Orioles this season so far, and his price is fair for cash games across the industry. So I think that Severino, you know, given that park, you know, with the park factor and strikeout upside, and you know, the Orioles struggles, I think this is a great spot for Severino here. He throws good at home, man. You know, we got some nice weather too. 83-degree weather here, so, and the ball's gonna be humid. You know, it's gonna be very humid too. So, it's a good spot for Severino. I like Severino a lot here. You know, I'm not as sold on Alex Wood as you are. I know that we discussed this before. It's just hard for me. You know, I looked back at Alex Wood's career stats, and I guess I just haven't given him enough credit over the years. He's always been a ground ball pitcher, and this season he's had like elite ground ball stuff. His strikeout percentage is about 10% above his career normal. I know his velocity's been up, but you know, it just feels like there's got to be some kind of regression coming here, and it does concern me with the Cincinnati bats. They really hit lefties well, man. They got the fourth highest wOBA in the league, you know, team wOBA against left-handed pitching at 339. They got the highest ISO in the league against left-handed pitching at 212, and the eighth lowest K rate in the league at 19.1%. And I know that, you know, he gets that park boost, and you know, it's hard to score runs in LA, but you know, these Cincinnati numbers kind of scare me against the lefty, so I don't know if I'm willing to pay up at that price for him, especially on DraftKings where he's like 9,500, and I could get 300 more and get Severino in there. So that's where I am on that. Stroman, not a guy I'm really too interested in against the Mariners. They're an offense that, you know, they could be contained or they could go off and they could you know, end up killing you know killing the pitcher that you ended up rostering against them, and I can't. I'm not paying, you know, paying up for a pitcher against a Seattle team that could pop in any minute. So I'm going to stay away from that. I'd be more comfortable with the guys like Severino would be more of a comfortable guy for me here. How about on the other side, Travis, of that Chris Sale game? We got Verlander here. I know that his fly balls have been up this season. His K rate's been a little bit down, but It's just hard. And I know that you don't believe in that BVP, but he's actually has the hottest matchup here BVP wise on the board against the active Boston batters. Yeah, and it's not small. It's 124 at bats, that sample size. And in 124 at bats, they're only hitting 185 against him, with zero home runs in those 124 at bats, by the way. He hasn't given up a home run to any of these active Red Sox batters that have faced him. So, I mean, this BVP is pretty solid here. And his price tag, man, is just super deflated. So, how do you feel about Verlander here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at Verlander's BBP right now. You said it's good. I'm not really seeing it. Is it too great? I mean, 26, you said 139 at bats, right?
I got 23 for 124 here, according to RotoWire. 23 hits and 124 at bats from the Red
Okay.
Sox.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at the numbers on a different site, but maybe it's off a little bit. But this doesn't seem like it's like anything great there. I like BVP to a certain extent. It just depends. I pick and choose my spots. I don't really, it depends. If it's not if it plays in my favor, but depends on the pitcher, depends on the hitter, how they've changed throughout their careers and whatnot. So I mean, just depends on that for me. But I just don't think it's a good spot for Verlander. And I hate rostering the Red Sox though, man. Like, oh, they just feel like they just don't really all get it done. Like when I stack them up, they just feel like they don't all just hit at once. So I think I'm just gonna stay away from Verlander, and I'm gonna stay away from the Boston side of the ball. That kind of feels like the route I'm gonna take at the moment, and just kind of hope that Verlander. I don't think Verlander will get blown up, and I don't think the Red Sox will blow them up. So I think I'm just gonna kind of pass and hope that Chris Sale wins a nice like 3-1 game. And call it a day, but I don't know if that'll definitely be the case, obviously, because we have a nice, pretty high implied run total, but it's definitely because of the Red Sox out of the ball more. So I don't know. Verlander is definitely a guy I'm not going to play. I mean, 7.7K, I guess there's upside there, but the Red Sox don't strike out too, so that's the other issue. I just don't know if I see myself paying for any of these guys down here. That's the problem.
Well, here's the thing, like he's 9,400 on FanDuel Verlander. Like you can't touch him at that price, obviously, but
Yeah. On DraftKings, maybe it's 7.7, maybe, but I don't know. I think I'd rather play
like it's
Zach
possible.
Godley.
I was gonna say Godley. I know Godley's there, he's cheaper too, but
But the roof's going to be open. That's the problem. Like, roof's going to be open. Milwaukee, they're very boom bust offense. There's tons of Ks there. But I just think it's a day where you don't mess around and you just pay for Stroman and above. Like, I'm going to play Sale and I'm going to play Wood and Severino. Like, I might just make my three pitchers just be that. Like, whatever I do in tournaments, it might be Sale, Severino, Wood, and just rotate around. Problem is just trying to get the bats in. If I put in a Sale and Wood on us DraftKings, I have $3,475 left. So it's not a ton of money left. The Severino Wood though is definitely more doable with $3,950 for sure. And then on like FanDuel though, it's definitely very doable. Like Alex Wood is $8,900, Severino's $9,500, and Sale's 11,400. I think it's definitely harder, obviously, to put Sale because he's more, but I think you can make it work. So I just don't think I'm going to mess around with these other pitchers. I just don't think it's necessary. That's just my personal opinion. I don't know about you if you're going to mess around with them. I get the point on Zach Godley, but I just don't play pitchers in Chase Field when the roof is open. It just does not seem like an optimal strategy.
Yeah, I'm not playing Godley and Coors Light against these Brewers bats, man. There's just so much power in these Brewers bats. Just top to bottom, all these guys can hit it out the park. So, definitely
What
not.
about Josh Tomlin? It's just because it's the White Sox offense. So is there any interest in that?
Well,
Tomlin being better this year.
Vegas likes Josh Tomlin a lot, according to these lines here. So, I get it. I never. I don't think I've ever rostered Josh Tomlin in my life, but I mean, I can't talk off him in tournaments because yeah, that White Sox offense is awful. So.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad on a two pitcher site. It's tougher on FanDuel. It's like Josh Tomlin for 8,000 or Alex Wood for 8,900. I just think I'd rather go Alex Wood. Like,
it's obvious there. But on DraftKings,
yeah,
where you
but
have to pick two guys.
I get it though. I get the argument just because it's like I think if you told me, from Verlander and under, if I had to pick one pitcher, it's going to be Josh Tomlin. But I'm going to try not to mess around with those pitchers, and I'm just going to pay up. I think it's just the right slate to do that. That's just how I feel about it, though. Again, I think Chris Sale is the number one, but you definitely can make strong cases for Wood and Severino in this spot. I guess rank them for me, Josh. How are you going to rank, go point per dollar? How are you going to rank these three studs at the top, the Sale, Wood, and Severino? How do you rank them?
Point per dollar, I would go Severino, Sale, and Wood. But I do like Wood, with that park upgrade. Like I said, just those Cincinnati numbers against lefties scare me a little bit. And I'm gonna give some serious consideration at that price on DraftKings for Verlander as my second starting pitcher here on DraftKings. Or on two pitcher sites. If he's priced down like that, 7,700, man, just feels too cheap. So I think I'm gonna have to give some serious consideration there if I need the cap.
Yeah, I get what you're saying in tournaments. If I had to rank them, man, it's gonna be tough. So like at the moment I say Sale and then I go Wood like right behind him in Severino, but there's a strong chance as the day goes on, Wood passes him for me. So it's really close between Wood and Sale. They're definitely my like 1A and 1B, and then Severino's behind them. But I like all three, and I think just in tournaments, I'm just gonna kind of mix and match those three throughout on two pitcher sites and one pitcher site. So that's about it for me. You got anything else to pitcher, Josh? I'm kind of good to get out of it. I think there's some good guys at the top, and it's gonna be, you're gonna have to pick the right guy. It's not you can get away with one of these cheapies, in my opinion. On a one pitcher site at least. Maybe on a two you might be able to squeak it out, but it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, no, everyone else here could be avoided. I think that's it for me. Maybe Miranda and home with that park boost in Seattle, but just going against a healthy Blue Jays offense doesn't seem fun to me, so
Yeah,
probably
no.
not. So.
Tillman's terrible. Wojciechowski, no. Holmberg, no. Like they're all just not. If Junior Guerra was in on the like in a better park, maybe just because of the Arizona, that game is just going to go off with runs, I'm sure. Like it's already got.
And Junior Guerra, I mean, I like him in real life. He's a great real life pitcher, but the kid just walks a lot of guys, man. His control is out. It's bad. So, a team like the D-backs will make you pay for that if you start putting guys on for free. So I think that, especially like you said, with that roof open here, I think we're gonna see a lot of runs on both sides. So definitely would stay away from him on this slate. I think there's better spots to pick here. So I'm good there. You want to move on to the hitters?
Yeah, let's move on to the hitters. Let's head over to catcher. I think my top guy on the slate, man, like, is it, if I have the money, I mean, I want Gary Sanchez, right? Like, I think on FanDuel, he's got more expensive. He's 3,800 on DraftKings. It's tough just to pay for him. I don't know if I have the money, but Gary Sanchez, if you have the money, go for it. But I think point per dollar wise, Grandal is going to be my play against Wojciechowski. That guy, he's an absolute gas can, and I'm going to love the Dodgers tomorrow. Probably going to have a lot of exposure to them, and I think Grandal is going to be my top catcher, and I'll probably have him in a ton of lineups. So I'm hoping not everyone's on board with it, but I'm assuming they will be. I'm assuming he'll back cleanup, and tons of people will follow me, and I won't get him as underowned as I wish, but I like him a ton tomorrow. I think he's one of the best catcher options. How about you, Josh? Who do you like a catcher?
Yeah, Grandal's my top guy too. I mean, it's pretty, cut and dry when you look at how these prices are on the hitters here, especially a catcher. Just save yourself the headache and go Grandal. That's what it feels like on the slate. There's no one else here that seems appealing at all to me, besides Gary Sanchez, who I'm just not going to have the cap to pay for because I'm paying up for pitcher. So yeah, Grandal's the guy for me. Any like cheap tournament guys you want to look at other than that?
Not really, because like guys I normally like as Zunino, I like as a cheap power guy, just it doesn't feel like the right match against Stroman. I think it's just like, say I'm stacking up the Indians, right? Throwing Roberto Perez or Yan Gomes in a stack if you want. I think that's just the way I'm going to do it. I think it's Grandal's my clear number one. If I have the money for Sanchez, I'll go him too. Maybe I'll even try and pay for him to be contrarian if I can, if I find other value spots as the slate goes on. And just try and fill in with the cheap power guys in tournaments that fit your stack. I just think that's the right way to go. It's not a good spot tomorrow, and I think Grandal's going to be so obvious tomorrow. I hate when that happens, though. I never get him underowned anymore. It's sad, but catcher is gross tomorrow.
Yeah, catch is pretty bad. So I think stick with Gary or Grandal. Just don't get too cute. You know, as we go with these hitters, I think it's going to prove that you really need to get the pitching right, and you should pay up for pitching just because hitting's pretty thin. So I think with that, we can move on to first. Just Gary and Grandal, we agree there?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, for the most part, it's those two guys, but it's a pretty lame answer, but yeah, that's kind of it. Let's go to first. So towards the top, we got some expensive guys like a Paul Goldschmidt, you know, against Junior Guerrero. I don't think it's a spot I will pay for him. Doesn't seem right. You know, Votto against a lefty, not the most ideal matchup. I know you're a big Smoke fan. I'll save you to gush over him against Miranda. I'm sure you'll like him. I think in Edwin Encarnacion or Carlos Santana, I'm a big fan of them. I think they're going to be great options against Holmberg. I think I'll have a ton of exposure to them on the slate. Eric Thames, he's kind of disappointed. The game's not over yet, but he's only got 3 points, and he was popular yesterday. So I could see maybe going back to him. Maybe people won't want to take another shot at him against Godley. Maybe the bad taste in their mouth, but I think he's a great play, Eric Thames. Against Godley in that park, I mean, it's a really good spot. A good conversation is, I talked about how I don't want to really go up against Chris Sale. And you were talking about how the BVP and everything. And, you know, Miguel Cabrera has BVP, right? And on FanDuel, I mean, all the price tag you can get on him. Like, he's 2.5K. It's pretty insane. So I understand going a Tiger stack just to take advantage of the prices if you believe in that BVP, right? If you believe that Chris Sale could get roughed up and whatnot. And hey, if Chris Sale does get roughed up, you can get into that Boston bullpen, which isn't good. So I understand the argument with doing it. I don't think my lineups will end like that. But if you're a big believer in that BVP and you think it's coming, I understand it from the just because you get such a discount on these hitters. Like, I'll just go through them real quick. You got Miguel Cabrera for
VMAR. VMAR's the way you want to go.
2.5K.
VMAR's the guy you want to go with if you're going with anyone on the BVP here against Sale. 21 for 49, though.
Miggy's a better hitter. I get it, though. But Kinsler's 2.5K. You have Castellanos is 2K on FanDuel. You have JD Martinez is 2.5K. Justin Upton's 2.5K. Like, that's just the argument for it. They give you a giant price saving. So if you feel like it's a good idea, you can go for it. And it's a smaller slate, so maybe. But again, I think Chris Sale's the top guy. But I get doing it just because of the price argument. So I just wanted to kind of bring that up as we headed into first base. I forgot about the salaries and how cheap they were and wanted to mention that. But
yeah, for sure. But Mitch Moreland's also a guy too we could look at, I think, at first base.
Yeah, Moreland's not bad. He has really good BVP, doesn't he? I thought I saw that.
Yeah, he does. I mean, I wasn't just looking at that, but yeah, he's 9 for 27, you know, against Verlander with 6 extra base hits, so out of those 9.
Yeah, so Moreland, he hit a home run. He hit a home run yesterday too, I think. He's kind of a streaky guy. I get it. Might be tough for me to do in cash though. But I think he's a good tournament option for sure. Again, I hate stacking up the Boston guys. They just never all go off together. I feel like I don't know if I'm just like being biased because it just kind of feel like I never catch it right. But sometimes I do. But it just feels like they just don't all click together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you were also talking about the Dodgers bats. Any interest in, like, Agon here?
Yeah, I definitely like him. I think he's an interesting option you can go to. I wish Cody Bellinger was first base eligible. I'd go to him there. But I think Agon's a good guy you can go. Definitely probably think about putting him in my Dodgers stack. I like Matt Holliday, too. He's I think he's a really good first baseman option that I'll end up playing. Chris Tillman, he is not that good. Like, I'm a big fan of this Yankee stack tomorrow. If I can get away with it, we got some good plays on the Yankee side of the ball. So I think that's a team I'm hoping I can get away with and play. I like Matt Holliday a lot, though. He's a good play as well. But yeah, E5's another guy, like I said before. Like, who do you like at first base, Josh? I guess let me know who you're looking at.
You know, on FanDuel, Agonzo is pretty much cheap, like free, isn't he? Like, is he 2,700? He's super cheap. Yeah, 2,700.
Yeah, 2,700. It's going to be tough not to play him if he's batting fourth, which I'm assuming he'd be like fourth or third.
Yeah, but then E5 is like 3,500 on FanDuel, so I feel like that's tempting too. I like Encarnacion a lot. I mean, that's probably a place I'm gonna end up going in cash from what I'm looking at here. I'm probably gonna end up with Encarnacion. just because he's so, you know, he's so cheap, for the upside that he brings. And you know, he's going against a lefty, he hits lefties well, lots of power. We saw that in his Toronto days, the power that he brings to the table. How about Eric Thames in Coors Light over there in Arizona? Any interest in Eric
Yeah,
Thames?
I talked about him. I don't know
Oh yeah,
if
you
you heard me
did.
say
Oh yeah,
about
you
him,
did.
but
You did. Yeah, but I'm saying like, but yeah, I have interest there too. I mean, we didn't really dive too deep into him, but I mean, the guy has so much power, man. Like, just such home run upside there. So, I think that he's in play with that park upgrade too, going against Godley. You know, Godley came out of the gate swinging pretty good this season, but you know, that. Playing in that environment, pitching in that environment is just not good for any pitcher. So, anyone else here that you're looking at, or you think we covered everyone?
Yeah, I think we cover them good. I give me your three favorite first basemen.
It'd probably be Encarnacion. Yeah, Encarnacion, Gonzo, and Eric Thames, how about you?
Okay, yeah, though I agree with all those are good plays. For me, I mean, we're pretty similar. I mean, I like Agon a ton, and he's a good value option. I like E5, the parrot went for a ride yesterday. Maybe he'll go for a ride again today. I like him a lot. I think he's a good play. And then I like Matt Holliday a ton, man. I think he's going to be a good way to pivot off of Encarnacion too. So he's 3,500 on FanDuel. It's a nice price tag that people might want to pay. But I like Matt Holliday. I'm going to look at him, and he's 4,700 on DraftKings. This is a price tag people I don't think will want to end up paying for. So yeah, I like Matt Holliday a lot. He's another guy on my list. So those are my three favorite first basemen.
Nice. We get to move on to ugly second base here. Yeah, I'm just not. I don't like anyone. Like, if we're being honest, like I really don't. I don't like any of these. Like, if we could just like skip a position tomorrow and just not roster anyone in that position, I'd probably say second base.
Well,
You
let me put
go
some lipstick on the pig real quick. Let me dress it up.
ahead.
I don't think it's as bad as it could be. So like we have this Asher Wojnarowski guy. He's pretty terrible. What if we get Chase Utley batting first? You got him for 2,400 on FanDuel. Then you got him for 3,200 on DraftKings. I mean, if he's batting first, sign me up, right? That's pretty easy. We can just go and take that value option and just run away to the bank with him. I think that's a good way to go. I don't mind Robinson Cano. You know, he's just a power guy. But again, I don't love the matchup, but he's a good power second baseman that just sticks out above the rest. I think Starlin Castro, you know, put throw him in a Yankee stack. I have no arguments with that against Chris Tillman. So I think I'd put him in my Yankee stack mainly. That's kind of how I'd look at it. I don't mind Jason Kipnis against lefties. I really don't. And Holmberg's bad. And I don't expect Holmberg to be out there that long. Like, you know, he could be out there for, you know, 3 innings. And then after those 3 innings, he's, you know, Jason Kipnis is hitting against the bullpen the rest of the game. So I don't think that's terrible. And so yeah, I don't think it's as bad as you know you might think. There's also the I know you talked about pre-show about some of the Diamondbacks. The Drury is a righty. If he's in the lineup, he's got some good power. He can against righties. So I don't think it's as terrible. But yeah, you're right. If I had to pick a position to skip, this would definitely be on the list. Probably catcher, honestly, if I had to pick, just because I hate that. But I hope we just get the Chase Utley batting first. It'd just be a cheap, nice, easy value play to go to in a stack that I like. So I think that's what I'm hoping for tomorrow. And if that doesn't happen, I'll be upset. Hopefully, we get the Dodgers lineup before the slate locks because that was super tilting today. But hopefully, we get it early.
Yeah, it's definitely tilting when you get that information late. I had a little Kiki action going on, so I wanted to see where Kiki Hernandez is going to be batting, and I know that you had your Forsyth in there. So, but yeah, I guess you put some lipstick on the pig. I mean, it's not all terrible. I think Utley is definitely the guy if he's leading off for sure. I could agree with that. Get on board with that. Yeah, that's probably what I'll probably just go with Utley and hope for the you know, hope that he's in the lineup. Hope that he's leading off. Other than that, I'm gonna have a hard time at second base tomorrow. So, I'll let you guys know on Twitter when I reach a decision where I'm gonna go at second base. So,
Josh, did you keep Kiki in your lineup, by the way?
I did.
He homered while we were on the pod, by the way. So,
Whoa!
congrats.
Nice. My lineup
Yeah.
won't be in last place anymore. That's good.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny. Yeah, you didn't get the right lineup spot for him because it took so long. But yeah, he hit a home run for you. I wanted to check to see if I somehow batted around and got myself another Forsyth at bat, but I wasn't too excited and hope I didn't think it was going to happen. So, but I just checked and saw the Kiki Homer and heard you mention him, so I wanted to bring
Yeah,
that up.
1.9% of my tournaments, by the way, Kiki Hernandez, and I had about 60% in my lineups in tournaments, and 100% in cash. I was like probably the only guy in my cash games that have him too. I mean, I was just—it's one of those nights, man. Where you're just like you're super on point with guys like that, and then you know you just the chalk, you know, the guys that you're supposed to rely on. Like I went into tonight thinking like, oh, you know, the only guy I really have to worry about here in my lineup is Kiki. Everyone else here is a nice chalk spot. Everything will be fine. You know, and then Kiki homers and everything else burns in the lineup. But what are you gonna do? It happens. But yeah, I mean, I you know, Kiki just smashes lefties, so I wouldn't really play him in this matchup here. But yeah, so second base. Hopefully Utley leads off. Other than that, gonna have to figure out where I'm gonna go, and I'll let you guys know on Twitter. Anything else you want to mention about second before we move on to third?
No, let's head over to third. Yeah, I think it's obvious who the guys are going to be, right? It's Jake Lamb. If I have the money against Junior Guerrero, I'm definitely going to want to play him. I think he's a very obvious play. And Justin Turner against Wojciechowski. So yeah, he's another guy like a ton. He hit a homer today, just fresh off the DL. So I would assume he's in, you know, in a good spot too. And we got Josh Donaldson against a lefty against like Ariel Miranda, like. That's another great spot too. Jose Ramirez. I mean, third base is loaded, especially at the top. We got Jose Ramirez. He's definitely, you know, a great option to consider. And Kyle Seager, he has some pop and he hits ground ball pitchers better. So, I mean, there's a lot to like. And, you know, just don't sleep on Manny Machado. I know it gets Severino, but Manny Machado is a really good hitter. Eugenio Suarez, he'll be up against Alex Wood, gets the better spot of the platoon. So it's absolutely loaded tomorrow. It's a question of, you know, which one am I going to pick? I think there's a ton of great options. You know, I just listed all of them. I don't, it's going to be a tough choice. I think Jake Lamb is my number one if I had to pick. But again, it's going to be tough to get him in, though. You know, just have to see, try. Hopefully, we have enough salary spots to save on salary, especially on DraftKings. Like Jake Lamb's price is really hard to get in. 5.6K is so expensive. So he's my top guy. But again, I just don't know if I'll definitely have the money for him. That's kind of the issue. What about you, Josh? What do you like at third?
Yeah, I'm hoping people forget how good Donaldson is against lefties because, you know, the guy is like super goat status against lefties. Him and Nelson Cruz, you know, there's three guys, four guys that, you know, I'm pretty automatic against lefties with. It's Jordy Mercer, Evan Longoria, Nelson Cruz, and Josh Donaldson. Those are the guys I'm, you know, against lefties. Those are the guys you always want to see if they're, you know, where they're going to be hitting in the lineup, and you got to consider them. So I do like Miranda a lot, though, man. Miranda, you know, not to play him on the slate, but you know he's not a bad pitcher. So it's, you know, it's and it's also a park downgrade in Seattle for Donaldson. So don't love the matchup in cash, but I think in tournaments I'll definitely have a lot of Donaldson, just because I think he'll go underowned, he'll go overlooked on the slate. I think you're going to see a lot of Jake Lamb, a lot of Turner. I don't think you're going to see enough Donaldson out there. So you'll probably see a lot of Jose Ramirez too. At third base,
Yeah,
so.
well, like one of the reason I love Donaldson is like Aaron Miranda is a big fly ball pitcher. He's been giving up a lot of hard contact lately. He's tons of batter like far batted ball distance last 15 days. I mean, Miranda is definitely in a spot to get hit up by some of these Blue Jays, and I think Donaldson's you know, if I had to pick one Blue Jay that I was going to roster, it'd be Donaldson. So, and I like Donaldson a ton. I like Jose Ramirez though on my Indian stacks. I love throwing him in there. He's just like a guy that can be super contrarian in those spots. So I like him a lot. Man, Justin Turner though, yeah, I talked about his FanDuel price, but DraftKings 3.7K. I mean,
So cheap.
that's a nice option. Yeah, I think over there he's the cash third baseman for sure. He's definitely the guy we want to play over there. But again, man, Jake Lamb is available, and you can if you have the money for Jake Lamb, I want to pay for him. It's just a matter of if I can. But and Justin Turner on DraftKings is way too cheap. But
All right, name
yeah,
me
man, it's
top
absolutely
three.
loaded tomorrow.
Top three for third.
Top three. I mean, it's definitely really site dependent, but I'll say on DraftKings just because the pricing is more so spread out a little bit. So I'll go Justin Turner as my one, just because from a point per dollar perspective, and I love just attacking this pitcher. He's not good, so he's doesn't get tons of strikeouts. He's, you know, took a ton of hard contact. So I think I'll put Justin Turner as my number one. My number two, I'll go with Jake Lamb next, and then I'll follow it up with Josh Donaldson. How about you?
Yeah, I'll go with Turner, Donaldson, and Jake Lamb. Same page as you there. So, for cash, it's going to either be Lamb or Turner, and then Turner, it's going to be Donaldson for me. Anyone else you want to mention here at third before we move on to shortstop?
No, that's about it. But just, because we love all those guys and everyone else will, just more of a reason why Jose Ramirez in your Indian stack is interesting. That's all. Just figured I'd mention that.
Knock that. I think you're right about that. Third, shortstop now. We'll move on to shortstop. Shortstop has some decent options here, I think. We got, I think that if you're going to play Donaldson, you've got to pair him with Tulo here. Tulo, is a career lefty masher, too, going against Miranda here. I think Tulo and Donaldson make a nice correlation play. You got Seager here if you want to stay within those Dodgers bats. I think that he's definitely in play. Chris Owings here, always in play at home. Lindor, definitely in play. Lots of shortstops here to pick from, we got even Didi Gregorius here against Chris Tillman at home, in a park that gives an advantage to lefties, nice value play if he's in the lineup. So it's kind of tough here, but I think where I'll most likely end up going, I think, is Lindor against Holmberg. I think that he's probably my favorite point per dollar shortstop, and he's priced up. I just think that he's going to do really well tomorrow in this matchup at home against Holmberg. How about you, Travis? Where are you looking at shortstop?
Man, you didn't mention one of my close friends, Corey Seager, man. I love him.
Oh, I mentioned Seager. I mentioned Seager. I had to mention so many, so he probably got lost in the sauce. But yeah, I said that if we like those Dodgers bats, so obviously you're going to like Seager too here.
Oh yeah, Seager is my number one shortstop for sure. Definitely gonna try and get him in my games. He's my favorite shortstop on the slate. Love him a ton. Francisco Lindor, I like him too against Holmberg. I mean, I just want to pay for those two guys if I can. Those are the guys I definitely want. I don't mind going Tulo with Donaldson. I get it, but man, I'm just Tulo ground into a double play is like just ingrained in my head this season. It's just all the time. This season and last, I feel like I'm always on the wrong side, but. I get doing it in like a mini stack. I kind of like going like a Tulo Donaldson mini stack, but I just, I get sick of seeing him ground into double plays a little bit. But you know who I like more than Tulo? He's only 200 more on FanDuel, and on DraftKings, he's a lot more in DraftKings. So I think more so on FanDuel, I don't know if I'll pay for that price on DraftKings because he's actually 300 more than Corey Seager, and I'll probably just play Corey Seager. But again, that makes Didi a really good tournament pivot. And I like the Yankees. And if I'm playing Yankees, I'm going to put him in a stack as Mr. Didi Gregorius. Josh, I think you'll like this. He's got, it's one of your Yankees. You're a Yankee fan, so you can load up on some Yankees, throw it on the TV. You got the 9-for-18 BVP with two doubles. So, no complaints there from you, Josh. I think you're interested in that. But, he's got a short porch as well on Yankee Stadium. I don't think I want to put Didi Gregorius in my Yankee stacks. I like that a lot. I think going up like a Matt Holliday, a Didi Gregorius are two guys I think I'm going to try and get in my Yankee stacks a ton, Josh. So what do you think of Didi as a play?
Yeah, Didi is, I mentioned him as well. I think that Didi is a great play. I think that you get good value on FanDuel at his price tag. DraftKings, he is priced up, so I'll probably end up staying away there unless I'm stacking the Yankees. So obviously for roster construction, if I'm stacking the Yankees, I'll get some DD in there. But other than that, I'm going to pretty much stick with Lindor and Seager, I think, for the most part here. Anyone else that you want to mention? There's a lot of correlation plays, by the way, here at shortstop. You could pair a Tulo with a Donaldson. You could pair a Lindor with an E5. Pair your Seager with your Dodgers bats, pair your Didi with your Yankees. So I think shortstop's a good place to go for correlation here on this slate.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You can also do the I think one guy we forgot to mention is Nerd Power, Eric Sogard, man. If you want to throw him in with Eric themes, I have no arguments with that. But Corey Seager's only $200 more. I mean, Seager's just the play in cash games, in my opinion. It's just too obvious on DraftKings. And even on FanDuel, he's my top guy. I love him a lot. He's one of my favorite plays on the slate. So Corey Seager, I'm definitely going to be loading up on the slate for sure. But yeah, shortstop, I agree with you on the correlation plays. It's a good call. I think there's a lot of good spots to correlate your lineups with that. But yeah, that's about it for me at short.
All right. Let's move on to the outfield now. We got some good options here in the outfield on the slate. Again, just like shortstop, I think correlation plays are going to be important. Obviously, you're going to like Cody Bellinger here, along with your Dodgers bats. I think that he makes a great play. I also like some Jose Bautista. He was super cheap, by the way, on DraftKings today. He was like 3.5K on DraftKings. Let's see if they adjusted his price because I haven't looked at him on DraftKings yet. Now 3.4K on DraftKings for Jose Bautista, man. Like, it's just so cheap. It's kind of like it's they're like dangling the carrot.
Did you say 3.4 for Jose Bautista?
That's what I said. 3.4K for Jose. He was 3.5 today. And he homered. I don't know. I guess because he's been struggling, but it seems like they still price other guys up when they're struggling. Like E5.
Yeah, that's insane.
E5 hasn't been setting the world on fire, right? And he's 4.3K. So, I mean.
Jeez.
Like, yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't know how I missed that today, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I had some of him, too. I just had the wrong pitchers, like I said. Like, my hitters, like, I ended up nailing outside of the stacks I had, but. But yeah, 3.4K. So, I mean, like I said, they're dangling that carrot on the stick in front of your face. I feel like, you know, at that price tag, you kind of have to play him because he's just so below value. You know what I mean? Like, he's priced so below, you know, his upside. I think that in cash where you're paying up for pitchers, that 3.4 adds a lot of relief to your cap. Helps your pay.
He just don't lock. He's like, you put him in your cash games. Like,
I know, I know. It's a park downgrade and blah blah blah. But you gotta play him.
Okay,
you play him against a lefty.
3.4K for Jose Bautista against a lefty flyball pitcher. Like, you just
play. Yeah. So that, and unfortunately, no, the other Toronto guys are priced down as much. So, you know, it's a little bit tough. But yeah, I think that Bautista on DraftKings is definitely a lock here. I think you can play him on FanDuel too. It's just, you know, at that price on DraftKings, it's kind of tough to pass. You know, Brantley against a lefty is not really, I'm not interested in that. I know that you might be, so I'll let you talk in a minute about that, but I'll probably stay away from that. I like the Arizona outfielders too. I like Blanco, Peralta here, especially Peralta, you know, just hits righties real well at home. Just a righty masher at home. So Peralta's the guy you want to look at. I like him as a one-off too. Even if you're not playing Jake Lamb or playing the rest of those D-backs, I think that you could play Peralta. I also like Brett Gardner. At home against Tillman in a park that favors lefties. He's been hitting the ball real well lately. Hit a home run the other night. So I think that you could look at him. And, yeah, I mean, I guess you could look at the Red Sox outfielders, too. They have a high implied run total against Verlander here, which I'm still trying to figure out. Right now I haven't really been targeting the Bo Sox bats too much. So, but, yeah, I think that my favorite outfielders here are going to be Bautista on DraftKings, Peralta as a one-off, and I think that you could play Bellinger too from the Dodgers, and I like Gardner, so I'm from the Yankees. So that's where I'm at right now in outfield. How about you, Travis?
Yeah, I mean, geez, that Bautista thing is crazy. I'm still getting over that. I mean, you mentioned Michael Brantley. Yeah, I mean, not to say I'm like leaning off of him as my favorite play, but I like him as a lefty. Like, I just think Holmberg won't even last that long, too. So that's, you know, always something to be good. And Brantley's not that bad against lefties. I mean, he hasn't been like, you know, he's just can hit both sides of the plate really well. I mean, his wOBA against lefties is 3.11, against righties it's 3.48. So, I mean, it's just a guy that I have a ton of interest in. I'll be playing for sure. He's the guy I think in Indian stacks I want him. So it's just a way to be different. People won't play him, and I'll benefit from that. So I like him a lot, my Indian stacks on this slate. And then, you know, just going down the list of, I mean, you said a David Peralta. I think he's a good play. We'll definitely have to consider. Mookie Betts, he's still cheap on FanDuel for 3.7K. I mean, that's just kind of like I want to buy low on that. Betts is 4.5K on DraftKings. That's still kind of cheap too. So that's something I definitely need to you know, have interest in on the slate. I think he's good play. Cody Bellinger, he's pretty expensive, 4.8K. I don't know if people want to pay that price, and I'm down to pay that price on DraftKings for Cody Bellinger. He hasn't been as good lately. He's definitely it, but Cody Bellinger, I think, is a great play. Going to have a ton of interest in him. You can play the Aaron Hicks. He's been hot. You know, him or Brett Gardner in your Yankee stacks. I understand that. Brett Gardner, the PED machine, as I like to call him. He's just been absolutely smashing the ball. I like to joke that he's on PEDs, but you know, I just can't explain his power, what he's doing. So,
He does this, man.
But in my
He's
Yankee
streaky.
set,
He's a streaky power hitter. That's what he does.
he's never hit home runs like this. I don't understand, but
Don't worry,
yeah. So Brett.
he'll still end up like well below where, you know, like I mean like I don't think that he ends up hitting like more than 23 home runs this season. So he's just hitting them in bunches. That's all.
Dude, he's at 13.
I know. Watch though, he does this every year. He goes through stretches where he
I'll say.
hits a ton, and then he just doesn't hit a home run for the next like 3 months.
That's different when you're on PEDs. But anyways, Gardner, I don't think is bad in your Yankee stack. I'd probably prefer Judge just because Judge is an absolute beast. It just depends if you have the money for him. But I like all these Yankees outfielders. I'll do my best to get to them in my Yankee stacks on this slate. Other guys, I don't think yet. Jock Peterson won't be back yet. If Jock is back though, because I know he started some, I saw on Twitter something about he was doing some kind of rehab assignment. I don't know if it was his first day or whatnot, but if he is back, I don't think it's a bad idea to go him in this matchup against Alec, whatever his name is, Wojciechowski, that guy. I mean, he's not good. So if Jock is back, I don't mind doing that. So that's something to keep in mind. Again, Jose Bautista, he's a great option to consider, but we also have Blanco or Fuentes, depends on who's batting for Arizona. I definitely like them as like a nice value play batting first. I'm sure that'll end up being the case. And even a Ben Gamel, I mean, I know I said I like Stroman, but Ben Gamel, if he's batting first, I could see him being a nice value. Not a ton of upside there, though. That's the only issue for me. And yeah, that's about it though. I mean, it's not super loaded for me outfield, but there's definitely enough plays. Again, like you always talk about, you like correlating your outfield. I think this is a great spot to do it with my Yankees that I'm going to play tomorrow. I think I'm a big fan of them tomorrow. So yeah, I think that's more so the route I'm going to take in my tournaments.
Anyone else you want to mention here before we move on to the stack of the day?
What'd you say?
So, any other outfielders here you want to mention before we move on to the stack of the day?
Oh yeah, no, you cut out for a second. Sorry. That's about it for me, man. David Peralta, I love him against the righty. I think I already said that though. That's about it. Let's head over to the stack of the day. Are you ready? You want me to kick it off?
You go ahead and kick it off.
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking about it a lot. I think the Yankees are my stack of the day. I love them a ton. I think this is a great spot for them. It should be hot tomorrow here. You know, I'm in this New York area. I'm in New Jersey, but in this area, I mean, it is super hot. It's going to be 83 degrees, it looks like, tomorrow. It's the highest temperature on the entire slate for the late slate, highest temperature. On top of that, when, you know, it gets super humid here. So I think this is just a perfect, perfect spot for the Yankees to go off against Chris Tillman. Chris Tillman has been terrible. He's just a guy that, he's kind of been showing that he's kind of a gas can right now. So I'm just going to attack him at this point. So he's been awful, and I think this is a perfect, perfect spot for the Yankees. And on top of that, he just saw the Yankees on May 30th. So I always like taking bats. When they see a pitcher not too long ago, we saw that in the Mets and Pirates game. We saw Gerrit Cole and Matt Harvey face off, and they both, I think Harvey had a really good outing, and then Cole didn't have a great outing, but bullpen kind of saved them. It wasn't like a super high scoring game, and then out of nowhere the next game it was like 11-7. That was like one start after, basically. It was back-to-back starts. So, yeah, Chris Tillman should probably get killed by the Yankees. I'm sure they're going to be licking their chops with this matchup. Small ballpark, absolutely love that. So the Yankees are definitely going to be my stack of the day. And also, wind's going to be blowing out to left field, 11 miles per hour, it looks like. So, this is a beautiful stack. I'm going to be pretty heavy on the Yankees on this slate. How about you, Josh?
I like the D-back stack, but I think I'm going to go a little bit cheaper. The Dodger stack, I just think that this is the offense is coming back together here. Guys are getting healthy again. You know, got a great matchup, at home. And I know that people are going to stay away from too many of the hitters on the Dodgers side, I think, here because of the park factor and the fact that there's more popular stacks on the slate. Like, I think the Indians, the D-backs, I think even your Yankees might be a little bit chalky here. And I think that the Red Sox are going to be more chalky than we think. But I think that the Dodgers are going to go overlooked a little bit here. All these guys are super fair priced, and you could fit in some of these top arms by stacking up the Dodgers. So I think that this is a spot for that offense to cook. They put up 6 runs tonight in this game. So, so far. So I think that this is definitely a good spot for the Dodgers to continue doing that against Wojciechowski, however you say his name. He's bad. Just play bats against him tomorrow from the Dodgers and get those arms in that you want to get in. You know, enjoy those discounts you get on those bats. So that's where I'm at there.
Yeah, I like that too. I'm a big fan of the Dodgers. That guy's just an absolute gas can. It also pains me as a Mets fan to say I like the Yankees tomorrow. So that just even stresses how much I like them tomorrow. I just wanted to say that. I thought that was funny as a all the Met fans that know me are probably cringing hearing me say that. But I love
Welcome
the
to
Yankees.
the dark side. Welcome to the dark side, Travis.
Yeah, you guys, I don't want to be on your side, but tomorrow I will as long as you win me some.
Oh man, it's hard to lift these hands with all these rings that our franchise has. You
Oh,
know what I mean?
gosh.
You'll get there. You got a couple. You'll get there. It's okay.
Oh, gosh. Let's just end this, Josh. I don't want to hear Yankees talk
I'm just
anymore.
saying, I got to hang out in the bullpen for the Subway Series back in 2000, and it was a lot of fun to watch the Yankees beat the Mets in the World Series. But anyway, all right, enough breaking your chops here. I'm a New York fan at heart, so I'll root for you guys too. So with that, we're going to close up the podcast, and we're going to see you guys tomorrow. Remember, follow us back on Twitter at Real Joshua Giants, my handle. Travis is at Travis Mangone, Mangone. Give us both a follow. Travis, you're doing the show tomorrow morning too, right?
Yeah, I'll be on the morning show talking about the early slate. So right when you hop off here, I'm gonna check out the early slate a little bit. I've looked at it briefly, but check me out over there. We're doing, I think, 10:30 Eastern, a little early, but slate blocks at like 2:10 Eastern, so you'll have some time to watch if you want to sleep in a little bit. But yeah, we'll be doing that. Also, one thing we didn't talk about the plate IQ much, but be sure to check that out too. I don't know how much you've looked into it, Josh. We just want to kind of give that a plug. It's an awesome tool. And yeah, I've been absolutely a fan of that. So I'm about to dive into the plate IQ now, look at the early slate a little bit.
Yeah, definitely a cool tool. Definitely check it out. The RotoGrinders team, it's incredible what they're capable of doing, what they've been doing. So anytime that new stuff comes out, new toys, as I like to call them in the research section, I love to play with them and check them out. There's some cool stuff in there now, especially with this IQ thing. So definitely go give it a look if you haven't already. And definitely check out Travis's show. If you're playing the early slate, you want Travis's thoughts, which you definitely should, because nobody follows DFS closer than Mr. Chalk Travis over here. I'm telling you, this guy, I can vouch for this guy 100%. If you've been listening to the shows, he knows his stuff. So go ahead, check out that show tomorrow morning. Give us a follow on Twitter, as I said. Shoot over any questions or any comments you might have. Other than that, we're going to see you guys tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow. It's the weekend grind. Tomorrow's still the weekend. So enjoy your Saturday. Enjoy the games. And, we'll see you guys soon.